The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the GOAT debate, Messi vs. Ronaldo. In this podcast series, we'll dive deep into the legendary careers of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo and find out who's the GOAT. I'm your host, DJ Drake. Welcome back to the DJ Drake podcast. I'm your host, DJ Drake, and this title is called The GOAT Debate, Messi vs. Ronaldo, A Closer Look at Soccer's Greatest Battle. And so today, guys, I'm going to be specifically talking about the global influences, but you're not going to hear it from me. I have a special guest here today. His name is Timmy, and the reason why I brought Timmy on my podcast today is because I feel like he knows a lot about soccer. Like, he has a pretty good knowledge on soccer and stuff. And so today, guys, I'm going to ask him a list of questions, and let's see how he responds. Let's begin. So question number one. Let's start with their background, actually. How did Ronaldo and Messi become global icons in the world of football?
Well, it's all because of their talent and hard work on the pitch and off the pitch. They train hard, they work hard, and they're amazing players on the pitch, and they're most interesting to watch. They do the most skills, they do the best shots.
Okay, thank you. And so now, moving on to the second question. Social media has been crucial in their rise. How have they utilized platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter to connect with fans?
Well, first off, Cristiano Ronaldo is the most followed person on the internet. On Instagram, he has over 600 million followers. Messi is the second place on Instagram, so they both obviously have a huge following and huge influence in the world. Especially when one of them wins a trophy, the parade outside, especially after Argentina won the World Cup, millions of people are outside celebrating.
Okay, that's amazing. So now, moving on to the cultural impact. Both players come from obviously different cultural backgrounds. How do you think these backgrounds influence their global appeal?
Well, from where they come also affects which country they play for in the World Cup, and that can affect it. Because before Ronaldo started, Portugal had won zero trophies. They were barely qualified for the World Cup. But after he became a star, they qualified for every World Cup he played for World Cup qualifications, and they won two trophies, including a Euros and a Nations League. And Messi as well won them their first World Cup since like 30 years, and he also won two Copa Americas.
That's amazing. So now moving on to the next question. Both athletes engage in charitable work. Can you discuss some of their notable contribution and their impact on society?
Well, off the top of my head, I can remember one of Ronaldo having his hotel in Morocco be for people who got affected by a big earthquake that happened there. And he was very charitable in that, and he sold some of his trophies to donate. And he also does a lot of blood donations. And that's why he doesn't have any tattoos. And Messi, he's done a lot of donating. He does a lot. I'm not sure a lot about Messi.
Okay, that's all right. And so now, moving on to the next question. In what ways do Ronaldo and Messi engage with their fan bases differently?
Well, Messi doesn't post as much on his bases that he has built on the social media. Ronaldo is more active. He has more Instagram stories that instantly, like with the Ballon d'Or, he had an instant response while it happened. And he's more on in engaging with his fans.
Amazing. Moving on to the next question. What legacy do you think they are leaving for future generations of athletes?
I think that they've made the sport way more popular. There's a lot more soccer in the U.S. is more popular because of these two players, especially with Messi coming over to the MLS league. Engagement has been a lot more. Inter Miami tickets are always sold out. And overall, soccer has become a much more popular sport.
Okay, that's a very good answer. So moving on to the next question. How does media coverage of their rivalry and achievements influence public perception? Like, how exactly does it happen?
Well, the media can make it look like they're rivals, that he hate each other in person, and that can make them like more excitement for what, if they play each other, more people would want to watch it, especially if they're like enemies. But in real life, they really are friends, mostly they are friends, and they like want to play with, hopefully play on the same team in a charity match.
Okay, so moving on to the next question. So what lessons can young athletes learn from their careers and their public personality?
Young athletes can learn to not give up. Wherever their dreams are, they can do it. And the public personas, is Ronaldo has just dedication, hard work, all that. Messi mostly has talent, but also hard work helps. And basically their influence for young athletes is to not give up and always keep trying.
Amazing. So who do you think is a more of an influential person? Like, who do you think will have the better impact, like the stronger impact on people around the world?
I think it's Cristiano Ronaldo. He has the most followers, so more people know him. I think he's more popular, and he has a lot of popular techniques, especially for free kicks. A lot of people try to copy his techniques. And for his penalties, too, people try to copy his techniques.
So what about Messi? Is he a little bit uninfluential towards Ronaldo people? Like, be specific.
Messi's also very influential with his celebrations and everything. People like to copy him, copy his free kicks, try to get a lot of bend on their shots. And overall, they try to copy his style of playing, but which is really hard to copy.
So let me ask you this. Who do you think is a better player, Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi? And explain why, and be very specific when you explain.
In my opinion, I think Cristiano Ronaldo is the better player. He scored more goals, he has more UCLs, and overall, I feel like he's more fun to watch, especially with his comebacks during Real Madrid. He would always, every time, he would always come back, whether they go 2-0 down there, he would, in the next leg, he would score 3 goals. And with Juventus, they went 2-0 down to Atletico Madrid, a lot of humiliation, and Atletico Madrid coach sort of mocked him, and then in the next match he scored a hat trick to come back.
So let me ask you this, do you just not like Messi, or do you just prefer Ronaldo over Messi?
I simply prefer Ronaldo over Messi. Messi's also an amazing player. He has a lot of most assists, he also has most goals in Europe, but I just like Ronaldo's style of play and his free kicks and everything.
That's amazing. So what is one thing that you basically learned from Ronaldo from all those years playing, practicing, and trying his best on the pitch? And also name me one thing that Messi also did to influence your gameplay.
Ronaldo has taught me to work hard for your dreams and don't give up. And whenever you lose a match, always work hard to win the next one. And overall, just work hard for your dreams. And Messi has helped me with my dribbling.
Okay, that's amazing. So let me ask you this. How do you think they manage the pressure? Because Ronaldo recently faced backlashes for scoring too many penalties because apparently it's too easy. So let's talk about that specifically.
I think both of them have talked about the importance of mental health. They find ways to relax and focus, which helps them perform well. Also, they've been playing the sport for a long time, so they really are the best at it.
That's a very good answer, but like specifically, let's talk about the penalty of Ronaldo. How do you think he managed to overcome the hate for his penalty kicks?
I think that he's used to people hating on him, backlashing him, because when he was at Real Madrid, he would perform well. People would just still say a lot of bad things to him, the fans at the matches when he's playing away games, so he's used to the backlash and all of that, and I think he handles it well.
Okay, and what about Lionel Messi? Because in 2022, people claimed that he cheated because he scored too many penalties, which ultimately led them to win the World Cup. How do you think he specifically dealt with the pressure he faced?
He didn't deal with anything, it was true.
That's amazing. Okay, moving on to the next question. How has their influence spread to other sports?
Well, I've seen a lot of videos of people in a lot of different sports like golf, F1, doing Ronaldo celebration. I haven't seen a lot about Messi, but I've seen so much of Ronaldo influence in other sports. And sometimes in Real Madrid's basketball team also, it also gained influence to them.
I have a few questions left before we end this podcast. And so, What strategies have they used to build their brands?
Well, I've seen Messi made a new drink called Mas, which is a copy of the Prime Hydration drink. And with a strategy he uses is by putting himself all over the bottle, like, and some quotes about him. But it doesn't change the fact that the drink isn't good.
Okay, let's not hate on people drink. But let's talk about Ronaldo. What about him?
Well, I heard he has a water brand drink called, I forget what it's called, but it's only sold in Europe, I'm pretty sure. So he's doing something healthy, more healthy.
Moving on to the next question. How do they help promote women's football?
I think they just simply bring a lot more popularity to and more attention to and support to women's sport, helping to grow the game for female athletes. And maybe if Real Madrid has a female team, maybe that team will get more popular.
Amazing. So are they seen as cultural symbols in their countries?
Yes, I think so. They both represent their nations proudly. They inspire fans and show what's possible through hard work. And Ronaldo also got a special coin made by Portugal. It's a 7-euro coin with him on the back.
That is amazing. So moving on to the next question. How have they influenced the way football is played? And let's be specific here.
They've influenced a lot of different, Ronaldo especially has influenced football, free kick techniques about knuckleball. Knuckleball really got more popular. And Messi has raised a lot of, like, more, like, being smarter on the pitch and thinking a lot more and being more aware of your surroundings.
Okay, so how do their endorsement reflect their values?
Well, for Cristiano Ronaldo, he doesn't have any endorsements with, like, fast foods or unhealthy foods. And I think it's because he prioritizes eating healthy. Messi has, like, a lot of sponsorships with a lot of burger places, especially when he went to Inter Miami, they made a Messi burger.
Okay, so what do you think their influence will be in the next decade for the upcoming young soccer player?
I think their impact will continue as they inspire new generations. Their legacy will grow even stronger in sports and culture, and Cristiano Ronaldo will remain the best soccer player.
So, now let's talk about the Super Ballon d'Or. So, it's come to my attention that in 2029, they will give the Super Ballon d'Or to the best player ever of the generation. Who do you think deserve it? And let's not be biased. Let's actually explain why they deserve it. And, like, what are they missed? What are other players missing that this player isn't? Like, let's be specific.
I think it should be Cristiano Ronaldo. He scored the most goals, 907, and scoring even more every 3 days. He's just overall has brought the sport so much more fans. Messi's also good, but I don't think his past 4 Ballon d'Ors have been a little bit suspicious. And I think Ronaldo also got robbed of the 2018 one. Because he left Real Madrid early and they didn't like that.
And so you're telling me that it's like basically biased, the sport? They just choose whoever they like?
Yes, because in 2013, the FIFA president mocked Ronaldo. He was saying that Messi naturally gets more votes and that he made Messi more popular because he was like a little boy and he was very like charming to him, and that's why he naturally gets more votes. And he mocked Ronaldo, saying Ronaldo was more like an army person, he's more like tough, he's like a robot, and that's why he doesn't get a lot of votes in Ballon d'Or.
Why do you think Ronaldo is hated? Like, was there a specific moment where Ronaldo did something bad?
I think he's hated for being the best.
And so, what does this teach the young generation? Should they give up or should they keep on going to prove the world?
I think they should always work hard to prove everyone wrong. Even if people are hating on you, you should always just keep on going, never give up.
So last question before we wrap up. What exactly do you think is the entertainment of soccer? Because I've seen a lot of people go crazy over Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Like, why exactly is the hype so big?
I think it's simply because it's a simple sport. There's a ball and just players and a goal. And it can be very entertaining from the passing, the plays, the through balls, the crosses, the shots. And it's very entertaining, especially if you're born in an area and you support your own club. That makes it even more entertaining.
Hey, thank you so much, Timmy, for coming on to my podcast. And so, yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening to DJ Drake Podcast. And so, in the next episode, I'm going to be bringing on another guest. And we're going to be talking about very interesting stuff. And so, yeah, guys, I want to thank you guys so much for staying tuned into DJ Drake Podcast. And I'm your host, DJ Drake, signing off. And until next time, peace.